Chapter 11. Tragedy. During the next 10 days, I received many phone calls from Kathleen. Midge was fine. He enjoyed playing in the garden and exploring the area around her house. Then, suddenly, Kathleen called with bad news.
"Midge is missing,"
she said. My heart stopped for a second. Then she told me worse news.
"I'm very sorry, Gavin,"
she said.
"Some people saw a dead otter in the village."
Later, I heard the entire terrible story. A lorry driver saw Midge in the road. He thought he was a wild otter, and he killed him. I was desolate. "I can't replace Midge," I thought sadly. "We had one wonderful year together. That was all." I missed Midge all the time. He was a wonderful companion, clever, funny, and friendly. The house was empty without him. I decided to go to Sicily for the summer and work on my book. I'll feel better there, I thought. It won't remind me of Midge. In autumn, I travelled to London. I found a different place to live, without memories of Midge. I tried to adopt other animals. The lemur I bought was beautiful, but very wild. The iguana was boring. The tropical birds were colourful and noisy, but they didn't fill the empty space inside me. I didn't keep any of them. In spring, I returned to Scotland, but nothing was the same without Midge. I remembered him in every place. His favourite place was the waterfall and pool below it. I sat near the pool and thought of Midge. I expected to see him in the water with his ball in his mouth. Only the cows were happy now without Midge there to bite their tails.